Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He says you can beat COVID. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives.
President Trump released a video after getting out of the hospital.
We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it.
The president's still getting coronavirus treatment back at the White House. His message didn't go over well for some. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told an NBC town hall he hopes people don't get the message that coronavirus is not a problem, saying masks matter.
Be afraid for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your coworker. That's who you're protecting having this mask on, and it should be viewed as a patriotic duty.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told MSNBC the president acting frivolously by leaving Walter Reed is dangerous for the American people, and that President Trump should not politicize the virus. Dave?
Rachel, Joe Biden also said he's for Congress passing a law to make abortion legal, take the issue out of the courts. The president just tweeted, wow, that's a more liberal position than Elizabeth Warren. More than a dozen people who work at the White House or have connections are infected with COVID, including Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who told Fox's Hannity.
I'm feeling great. I'm having no symptoms. You know, I'm very blessed to have a mild case or really just an asymptomatic case.
Now, we've been told to keep our social distance for months, and there's an update on that. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has it live.
Dave, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says the coronavirus can spread more than 6 feet through the air, especially in poorly ventilated and enclosed spaces. But the agency calls it uncommon and is sticking with the social distancing guidelines of 6 feet. Now, some health experts have taken issue with that guidance, saying the virus can spread more easily than the CDC indicates, and they've suggested that the public wear masks even in longer outdoor gatherings when they are more than 6 feet apart, Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
President Trump says he'll be back out campaigning soon and still plans to be there for the next debate with Democrat Joe Biden next Thursday, the 15th. Tomorrow night, their running mates debate.
You're going to have the candidates separated by plexiglass. They'll be seated by more than 12 feet apart. There'll be no handshake, no mask, and it'll be moderated by USA Today's Susan Page. Now, it's going to be 90 minutes. It's going to be broken down into 9 10-minute segments. We'll see how that goes. Vice President Pence arrived last night. He was met here by the governor. Senator Harris got a jump start on Pence coming here over the weekend.
Fox's Griff Jenkins at the University of Utah. A police officer in Wolf City, Texas, arrested, charged with murder for shooting a black man at a gas station Saturday, responding to a domestic disturbance. Police say the man resisted arrest and walked away, but the officer used his taser and then shot him. Police in Nebraska's largest city are being sued.
The ACLU has filed a lawsuit challenging Omaha police tactics as they responded to racial justice and police brutality protest in the spring. Cops frequently used pepper balls and made mass arrests. The city says police acted properly because they believe the demonstrations had the potential to become violent or violence had already broken out. At one protest in July, more than 100 people were arrested, but most of the charges were later dismissed. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Hurricane Delta has formed a Category 2. could hit Louisiana as a major hurricane over the weekend. On Wall Street, stock futures now rising. There could be gains on top of yesterday's big rally. On Monday Night Football, the Chiefs and Packers stayed undefeated. Kansas City beat New England. Green Bay top winless Atlanta. In baseball, the playoffs, Houston beat Oakland. The New York Yankees beat Tampa Bay. Game 2 in both series will be today. And the National League begins play. Miami versus Atlanta. The L.A. Dodgers against San Diego. The openers in those series. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Weather brought to you by Watts Company Systems, locally owned with a tradition of providing premier service and support for over 38 years. They're privileged to support local businesses and value the trust and support you place in them. Together, they bring value, tradition, inspiration, and innovation to the community. Call them today, Watts Company Systems, 352-0428. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Yesterday, 32. Right now, 52. Feels a lot better when you walk out, but still, it's cloudy and breezy. Today's high is 75, 55 our low tonight. It should be clearing out by later this afternoon. We'll see the sun. And we've got a high of 81 expected tomorrow with the sunshine, down to around 49 in the evening. 78 on Thursday, 82 again on Friday. Right now again, 52 on ESPN 93.5.
Hans von Spakovsky, former member of the Federal Election Commission, manager of the Heritage Foundation's election law reform. He's not in the swamp or of the swamp, but he is in Washington, D.C. Hans, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing just great, thanks.
Nothing going on in D.C. these days, eh?
No, it's very quiet.
All right, so I guess issue one, Amy Coney Barrett, is it going to start next week?
Well, it's supposed to. They're planning to start it next week, but given the things that keep happening at the last minute, like the sudden fact that the president, it turned out, had COVID-19, these days you just don't know. It's possible that some senators might get it and they decide they can't be at the hearing. But it's scheduled.
Okay, would they do a live hearing or Zoom? How are they going to do this?
Right. Well, in fact, I testified at a House hearing just a couple of weeks ago, and they had five witnesses. Two of them were present in the hearing room. The other three, including me, were doing it virtually. I was sitting at my dining room table as a witness, and while there were a couple of members of Congress in the hearing room to do the questioning, the vast majority of them were actually doing it through the internet from their offices.
What was that like? Isn't it different from the dining room?
It is very different, but they were able to conduct the hearing, and that's what they've been doing now for quite a while. So even if somebody doesn't want to be in the hearing room, there's no reason they can't have this hearing and hold it virtually, including having witnesses there virtually, because that's what they've been doing.
And the Democrats can't stop this, right? They can totally do this and get Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court.
I think they can. The key to it is keeping the votes they need in the Republican caucus. If they have a couple of defections, well, then, yeah, they might not be able to do it. But hopefully they can keep those votes together.
Okay. What do you think will happen, Hans?
I actually think she's going to get confirmed. I'm not sure the president could have picked somebody with better qualifications than her. I mean, look, she's so good that students at the law school, where she teaches, for 3 years in a row rated her as the best teacher that they had had. She clerked at the U.S. Supreme Court for Justice Scalia, and when she was nominated to the Court of Appeals, where she is now, just a couple of years ago, if you can believe this, every single law clerk that served with her at the Supreme Court, almost 40 of them, including, by the way, all the liberal law clerks clerking for the liberal judges, every single one of them signed a letter supporting her nomination to the Court of Appeals.
Well, inside information, she's from Metairie, Louisiana. My brother and his family live in New Orleans and say that Dominican High School, all 250 former classmates have pledged not to talk to the media. So there's that.
Yeah, because they are, look, the one thing we have to expect is frankly, meanness and viciousness in the attacks on her. You know, it started almost as soon as she was named when a terrible, terrible professor in Boston attacked her for having adopted, if you can believe this, two orphans from Haiti, claiming they were colonizers because she's white and the two kids were black. I mean, think how horrible it is that anyone would do something like that, to criticize her for giving these two orphans a home.
Obviously, propping up for her political gain, I'm sure that's the reason they did that.
It's
absolutely crazy on some of the things that come out these days. Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. Now, when she was confirmed in 2017, so much of the vetting had already been done. Is that one of the reasons she was picked? This process can go quickly because they all know her?
Yes. No, that's exactly right. Because, you know, normally when you are nominated, the FBI has to do a very thorough background investigation on you, which can take quite a while. I had that done when I was nominated to the FEC. But because that had already been done, the only thing the FBI would have to do is just a quick update, which can be done almost immediately. So that meant he could nominate her within a week without a problem.
Yeah. Okay. She also had some of her kids in there for the testimony last time in 2017. Would she rather have the kids kind of stay in the car for this one?
No, I think they should be there. I think they should be there because hopefully that will prevent some of the worst excesses of senators and others from attacking her in a way that is unfair and unjustified. You know, I'm hoping that will actually shame some of the Democratic senators into actually behaving themselves and sticking to asking her questions about the law,
yeah,
not her personal life or anything like that.
Okay, Hans von Spakovsky is a former member of the Federal Election Commission, also the manager of the Heritage Foundation's election law reform. Explain to me, I understand it's coronavirus in the age of COVID, and I understand the apprehension for some, particularly over 70, to go and vote in person, but we already have absentee ballots you can request. What is the point of the 9 states mass mailing to every household ballots? What's the justification? Why not stick with absentee process?
There is no justification for them doing that. And in fact, they're just simply going to cause problems. Look, you talk to the folks that listen to your radio station, and I'll bet you the vast majority of them have on a weekly basis been going to the grocery store, and they've been going to their pharmacies. If they can do that, wearing a mask with line spacing and everything else, why can't they go to their polling places to vote? You are much more certain to have your vote not count if you vote by mail, because the rejection rate for absentee ballots is actually much higher than for voting in person. And look, you're depending on not yourself putting your ballot in the ballot box where you know it's delivered. You're depending on the U.S. Postal Service to maybe deliver your ballot in time to be counted. And they're not always going to do that. And the chances are, like I said, they're much greater that you're going to be disenfranchised if you vote by mail.
Well, I mean, you're just trying to suppress the vote, Hans. Yeah?
No, I'm trying to get people to vote in person because then their vote's going to count.
But I don't get the logic of just mass mailing that causes vote harvesting. How do you know? Why don't we just call all the households and ask them who they're going to vote for? They'll say, well, I don't know who I'm talking to. How do you know where the ballot's coming from?
Well, you don't. And the election officials who are listening to this is all being pushed by the progressive left. The election officials that are pushing this are being persuaded when they shouldn't be. They should be thinking about the security and integrity of the election process, and they're obviously not. They're giving in to, I guess, what they consider to be political correctness, and they're making a mistake, particularly because, look, the voter rolls are in terrible shape all over the country. States aren't doing a good job of cleaning up their rolls. They are filled with people registered more than once, people who've died or still on the rolls. And just imagine mailing out ballots to people who no longer live in particular neighborhoods, or mailing out multiple ballots to the same person, all of which actually has happened just recently. Virginia just admitted they sent two ballots to 1,400 voters in the state.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. When will we have the election returns? When will it be called for the president or Vice President Biden, Hans? Is this going to be long and drawn out like maybe 2000 in Florida?
Unfortunately, that may be if there's a huge increase in absentee ballots and election officials aren't prepared to handle them. And the best example of this is the state of New York. New York on June 23rd held its primary. They encouraged everybody to vote by absentee ballot. They had a huge increase. It then took election officials 6 weeks to count the ballots because they were totally unprepared for it.
Well, okay, Hans von Spakovsky, how do people read you, find you? It's at heritage.org?
Heritage.org, and I actually have an article today in the Daily Signal about tens of thousands of cases of possible voter fraud in the last two federal elections.
Head shaker. But yet the media and the left says you're just suppressing the vote. Okay, thanks. Hans, pleasure. Thank you so much for being on, as always. We appreciate it.
Sure thing, anytime.
716, Hans von Spakovsky in Washington, D.C., former Federal Election Commission member and manager of the Heritage Foundation's election law reform. Well, the president came out of Walter Reed to the chagrin of the media. They just couldn't. They were putting their hands in their face. This is just awful because there was a three-day ceasefire and empathy for the president. And here he is standing in the portico. He's standing up high, whatever that thing's called, the balcony. It is unbelievable. I'll play you what the president said. The president said, we can't let it dominate. We can't be afraid. We can't live in fear.
For sure.
Joe Biden said, and I've got the clip, we should be in fear for our uncles and aunts. We'll get to that in a moment. Here we go.
Right.
I'd love to know what you think.
Yeah, yeah.
Of what the president said last night. I'll play it here in just a moment. 359-2255. He said, don't let it dominate your life.
Mm-hmm.
Check your sports.
And, of course, Facebook Live is another place to chime in. And we hear the show later at CBJAY.com. NFL action had the Chiefs over the Patriots 26-10. I was just reviewing the referee defending the fact that he called a sack and not a fumble on this play that really got Coach Bill Belichick worked up.
It was technically an interception.
Right.
Totally, the ball was loose.
Right. But. So, anyway, Chiefs 26-10 winners, and Chiefs are 4-0. Patrick Mahomes with 236 yards on that one. Patriots are 2-2, so you can see why Bill gets worked up. He's not used to that. Of course, Cam Newton out with that positive test, and Brian Hoyer was the one that got the tap. Green Bay beat Atlanta. That final was 30-16 in the NFL Monday Night Football game that was supposed to happen, but we had the early and late game yesterday due to the adjustments we're making with the COVID-19 pandemic going on. Aaron Rodgers threw for 327 yards, and he hasn't thrown an interception. He's good. American League action. We had the Yankees. They're up by a game with their win over the Tampa Bay Rays. That final was 9-3. They've got a 7-10 game today. And the Astros over the Oakland A's 10-5. Their game today is at 3:37. On to the National League, where Miami and Atlanta will play at 1:08 in San Diego, and the LA Dodgers at 8:38 as that National League series starts up today. And then NBA action has the LA Lakers up 2-1 against Miami's Heat. And that does it for sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right. ESPN 93.5. Again, chime in. Any thoughts, opinions, 359-2255. Facebook message us as well. We got that in front watching as you come in with your comments there. All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Get free injury evaluation at Carl Sports Medicine's walk-in clinic, 217-383-3255. 9500 or visit carl.org/sportsmed.
Winds from the southwest up to 20 miles per hour today. Partly cloudy as the day wears on. Some clouds to start. The temperature's at 52, up to 75 and down to 55 this evening. 81 tomorrow, down to 49 with sunshine. Sunny again Thursday with a high 78. 82 on Friday, 80 on Saturday, 76 on Sunday. This is a good-looking forecast. Enjoy the harvest to my farmer friends that are doing double time right now. Again, 52 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 7:20 on this Tuesday morning.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
TD Ameritrade and Charles Schwab have completed their merger. The actual combination of the two discount brokerage services is expected to take a couple of years. Reuters says an antitrust report on big tech firms from Congress raises concerns about the company's desire for killer acquisitions to eliminate rivals and guiding customers to their other products. It also looks into how Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook use their power to control how we see and understand the world. Some businesses want to help you celebrate Halloween. Lowe's will have drive-through curbside trick-or-treating at its home improvement stores in the evenings on October 22nd and 29th. You need to make a reservation. And Krispy Kreme will be adding special trick-or-treat Halloween donuts on Saturdays starting this week. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Flora Adams Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19, as simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
All right, so we've gone over the coronavirus numbers thousands of times in the last 3 years.
It does feel like that, that's for sure.
0 to 19, 99.998 chance of survival, 99.998. 20 to 40, 99.99. 40 to 60, 99.97. 60 to 70 is in that 99.7. Over 70, it's like, okay, over 70, we're looking at 95.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you that those over 70 are much more at risk to die than anybody else. So it's yes, we're learning to live with everything, but we shouldn't be walking around thinking, I'm going to die. You're not going to die. Good news. Something else might kill you, but we're all going to die, but maybe not from this. And we know it definitely stalks the weak. those with health issues, those older, totally wear a mask. Be careful. Be careful. President last night from the White House, right after he returned.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently. And you're going to beat it. I went, I didn't feel so good. And 2 days ago, I could have left 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I felt great, like better than I have in a long time. I said just recently, better than 20 years ago. Don't let it dominate. Don't let it take over your lives. Don't let that happen. We have the greatest country in the world. We're going back. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily. Thank you very much. And Walter Reed, what a group of people. Thank you very much.
Joe Biden yesterday.
Be afraid for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your coworker. Be afraid for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbor.
All right, so you have one person saying, don't let it dominate you. Don't be fearful. And the other candidate says, be afraid. And then it's just simple question. Okay, what do you think? What do you think? I mean, the left and the media went nuts. How irresponsible. He doesn't care about anybody but himself.
I just pulled up the CNN article. His behavior alarmed public health experts. And it's inexplicable that the president of the United States, who is actively shedding the virus in millions of particles, could walk through that building with an enormous number of staff unmasked. So there's alarm through the media, too.
What message do you want to live by? He didn't say run out there, and he said be careful. We understand this is deadly for some, but not very many. As it comes down to a worldwide virus, if you've lost 208,000 people, we've lost a million people worldwide. We lost 1.5 million last year alone to tuberculosis. We lose 30,000 to 40,000 a year on the roads. We lose 80,000 to drug overdose. I mean, there's risks we have to live with. And now that we've illuminated the numbers that flu is much more deadly than coronavirus for children, you have to make the argument, why would you ever go back if you're this careful with corona when the numbers clearly show they're just not going to die, which is good. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We're learning so much more with therapies and everything else.
Well, and what are the rules? When he came out wearing a mask, obviously nobody's around him. He was out on like a balcony, right?
Yeah, right. And then he walked into the White House without a mask. And we don't know. He went right to the video to do this. And then did he put it back on?
Right.
I wasn't in there, but it just was... How dare he?
Right.
We had empathy. We didn't know anything. We did this, and now we hate him again. I mean, the guy can't even get sick. Jack says, he summed it up well, don't be afraid of COVID. Be cautious of it, but don't be scared to live your lives.
Jim in Broadlands, I like my president. I will choose to live free.
359-2255, what did you think of the president's comments just then? Betsy says, I think you have to be extremely careful. Live your life to an extent. My six-year-old is taking this more seriously than most adults. Good news, your six-year-old's in pretty good shape. It's just not hitting that age. I mean, again, the flu has killed 160,000 in this flu season that has just passed, and corona has taken, I think, 40 or 50. Kids 0 to 19 years old. So the bottom line is this. We live with risk every day. We're going to have to live with this. We cannot walk around being afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And let me do my Bible thumping. Jesus said fear is useless. It's not that things can't kill you. It's not that you shouldn't be cautious. It's not that you shouldn't be careful. You should wear your mask and all the things that are suggested. but don't live in fear. You don't want to live your life like that. Don't let it dominate you. Comment if you'd like, 359-2255. Facebook message us. What do you think of the president's message? Or should you be afraid? I say be cautious, be careful, but not afraid. There's a big difference. You don't want to live your life like that. We're too spoiled in America to have this incredible opportunity to live in the greatest nation ever, to live with liberty and freedoms and have free speech, or at least we did. 359-2255 or Facebook message us on this Tuesday morning. Dr. Todd Likens, the veterinarian, our pet pro, coming up at the top of the hour, 10 till. Boyd Matheson's in Salt Lake City, site of tomorrow night's debate between the vice presidential candidates. That's next.
You're moving to an abandoned summer camp near the lake. Your moving date is Friday the 13th. Your movers drop off the boxes. You open the boxes to find your treasures broken. It's just a nightmare.
Luckily, your move was with two men in a truck. All your belongings were packed and wrapped properly and made it to the lake house safely. Moving doesn't have to be a horror. Contact a local move specialist with two men in a truck for your next move. Visit twomenchampagne.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump telling Americans not to be afraid of the coronavirus as he returned to the White House from Walter Reed Medical Center.
He took his mask off just before heading back inside the White House residence where dozens of people were still working at that time. The president's doctor said they are allowing him home, but he isn't yet out of the woods. They made that clear, pointing out that he is still in the middle of a heavy regimen of drugs.
Fox's Jillian Turner. The Nobel Prize in Physics awarded to three scientists for black hole discoveries. They're Britain's Roger Penrose, Germany's Reinhard Genzel, and an American,
Andrea Ghez, a professor at UCLA.
I hope I can inspire other young women into the field.
She's only the second American woman to win the physics prize.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Happy to welcome our law enforcement officials of the month from the Urbana Police Department. It's Michelle Robinson.
Well, right now I'm at the Urbana Middle School, and my number one goal is to bridge that gap between police and the community. And where we start is with the next generation. I feel with everything that's going on in the nation today that that's probably the number one place that Officer Burnett and I need to be in is the schools, because that's where we're going to start. We've got to stop what's going on and kind of build that gap between us and the community. Because of the trust they have in me and because of the relationships I've built, we've been able to get some guns out of youth's hands.
It's about relationships at that level. Yes. Where they should not fear you. They should respect, but you need to make eye contact. And I bet a lot of kids at the middle school level, Michelle Robinson, are probably surprised. You're pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm doing my dream job right now. This is why I came into policing.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Involvement, innovation, impact. Expect that and so much more at the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, also known as ACES, at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Encourage the high school seniors in your life to learn more and apply, especially if they want to learn from world-class leaders focused on making the world a better place. Apply today. ACES.illinois.edu/future-students. ACES.illinois.edu/future-students. Here's your weather.
High 75, starting out cloudy. Winds up to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and a low 55 into the evening tonight. Make way for sunshine tomorrow with a high 81, low 50. 78 the high on Thursday. Friday up to 82. Right now 52 on ESPN 93.5.
Comments, Betsy. Faith over fear. Angie, 365 times the Bible says fear not. Ed, all the left has to gripe about is wearing a mask. Pretty sad. Commentary. given our current situation.
And Dan in Savoy, I'm going to pursue happiness, not live in fear. Patrick and Muhammad, we chose to pull our 10-year-old from the winter basketball programs at YMCA. Kids were required to wear masks while playing indoor sports. Not blaming the Y, it's the state's regulations. You can't have the kids running around though wearing a mask. They won't be able to breathe.
Yeah.
And then a 217 texter has a picture from Laura Ingram's show last night with two or three experts in the world recommending the current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. Those who are not vulnerable should immediately be allowed to resume life as normal. Schools and universities should be open for in-person teaching. Restaurants and other businesses should open. Arts, music, sport, other cultural activities should resume. This is what the picture says of what happened on Fox during Lord Ingram's show yesterday.
Well, again, you've just got an initial thing early in March. It all kind of broke through the world that we had a bad thing going on, and then we didn't know this was going to be the flu from 1918. We're going to lose 25 million people are going to die. We didn't know. So we were asked dutifully as American citizens to for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Okay, we didn't know what we were into. And as we've gone along, we figured out that this is something that kills people that are very vulnerable health-wise and older. And you should take care and caution everybody in that category. But you can't stop life. You can't stop life as we know it. You have to figure out how to work around everything and keep going. And you certainly, I mean, what is the impact of children that are living in fear because of this? I mean, there's ramifications.
I don't know what the repercussions are going to be, but I just feel so bad for the lockdown that I've seen in my circle of people. You know, some people not leaving the house for months within yards of the house. I just feel so bad. But you can't yank the kid for that, right?
365 times the Bible says, fear not. Ladies and gentlemen, one of America's great voices from Deseret News, Salt Lake City, Utah, Boyd Matheson, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Hey, I was just listening to that conversation with you and Diane, and you know, some of the stress and the fear and the angst that everybody's feeling. It reminded me of this great quote from C.S. Lewis, and this was, you know, just after the atomic bomb had gone off, and everyone was living in fear of that, and rightly so. But listen to what he said. There's a lot of application to this. He said, the first action to be taken is to pull ourselves together, which is always a good start.
Yes.
Then he says, if we are all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things, praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting with our friends over a pint, and playing a game of darts. Not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs. They may break our bodies. A microbe can do that, but they need not dominate our minds. And I think that's an interesting balance point we got to get to, that, yeah, we've got to take the right precautions. We got to do the right thing. But as you said, Stevie, we cannot live in fear. We have to do human things, sensible things. Otherwise, we're going to die like frightened sheep huddled together thinking about coronavirus.
And the president last night.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it.
And then you have...
Be afraid for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your coworker.
Two roads diverge in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not. I mean, my gosh, is there talk about clear choice here.
Yeah,
listen, and the president said be careful. He didn't say go out there and just go get corona. He said be careful. We know the risk, but under 70, thankfully, you're about 99.8 overall. You're going to live over 70 with issues. You got to be careful. That's the rule. That's the deal.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's the whole key to this thing is that You act smart, you be responsible, you do all of those things, and you live with confidence. You know, we have a crisis of confidence in this country, and to be honest, I worry about that a lot. I worry about that more often than I worry about the coronavirus, because it's so easy. It's so easy to get obsessed with all the hysteria around it. But just be smart, follow the science where the science takes us, and live. So we've got to do both those things, and we can do both those things. And I think what we've created, sadly, as we often do, stemming out of Washington and the national media, is we create a false choice. And the false choice is either you are just a reckless, cavalier, indifferent person to anyone else, or you're hunkered down and doing nothing. And that's not the reality. And as I said, that's a false choice.
Okay. And had the president come out and done the video, and had he said, okay, I get it. It's really bad. The media would have said, the president has lost his nerve.
Right.
He's not a leader. I mean,
he's a coward.
There's no winning here. There's no winning. So you accept that. And I just choose the president's defiance in saying, we can't live in fear. Don't let it dominate you, but be careful. He said that.
Yeah. And to me, that is the proper message. That's the proper message. That's how America has always dealt with big challenges and big issues. There's a big difference between confidence and arrogance. And confidence is never arrogance, and we shouldn't confuse the two. So the way I look at confidence, pure confidence, is when you have respect for the challenge, you're ready for the task, you have a plan, and you're determined to push it all the way through. That's what gives you that steely, quiet confidence that really epitomizes the American spirit. And so, yeah, we should be confident, not arrogant, not cavalier. But hey, we understand, we recognize the reality of the challenge we're dealing with, so we have respect for it. We know it's real. We're ready for it because we got the best scientists and doctors and first responders and frontline workers anywhere in the world. We've got a plan in terms of moving things forward, and then we just got to keep pushing through. And the thing that I worry most about is that last one, is we often lose our confidence because we get weary. We get tired. We're like, I'm so exhausted with this and the mental gymnastics of it all. And those are the things that are very paralyzing. Those are things that paralyze individuals. They're the things that break down families. They're the things that literally destroy businesses and communities. And so we got to, somebody once said that it is far better to lean into the stiff wind of a challenge than it is to hunker down and do nothing.
Yeah.
And I think we need a lot more of that.
DeseretNews.com, Boyd Matheson, opinion editor. Okay, you're hosting at Salt Lake City the vice presidential debate tomorrow night. Kamala Harris, is it one of those tomato, tomato, do I say Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris? What is the proper...
The proper pronunciation is to think of a comma.
Okay.
And a law.
Kamala Harris. Okay, Kamala Harris. And Mike Pence. So, what do you do as a debater when you say the sky is blue and the other side says you're a liar? How do you do that? Because people are going, huh?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, and often you just have to ignore it and just stay on message and just keep moving forward. You know, if you look at, probably the best example of that was Ronald Reagan, where, you know, he started to use that, you know, there he goes again.
Yeah, right.
And just a quick deflect. And actually, I will say, you know, if you go back, and I know there are very few people in the world geeky enough politically to do this, but if you go back and look at some of the previous debates, Mike Pence actually did a very, very good job in 2016 against Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine came in as the attack dog. I mean, you want to go back and see an interrupter. It was Tim Kaine. He interrupted constantly and would just unleash these torrents of verbal barrages on then candidate Donald Trump. And Mike Pence would kind of just look at him and smile and he'd say, now, the question was, and he moved right on. He stayed on message. He didn't get flustered by any of the distractions. And so he actually did quite well in that. It'll be interesting to see where Kamala Harris goes in terms of how much does she try to attack the president? How much does she try to corner Mike Pence? And how much does she is she able to get on a positive message of this is what, you know, this is what our vision of the future looks like?
Well, I mean, she has left Bernie. How does Mike Pence bring that out?
I think it'll be pretty clear. And actually, Utah's a really good place to do that because, you know, Utah has the two things that the left has not quite figured out. We have this great free market economy. So we have low taxes. We have the lowest unemployment in the nation. We have a very light touch in terms of state regulations. So it's easy to do business here. We've got just people flooding in. We have a whole new Silicon Slope that corridor that's just booming. So the economy is working. And then we have these great, robust institutions of civil society. We have great families. We have great neighborhoods. We have volunteer organizations, civic groups, religious organizations, and businesses that are actually not by mandate, but by choice, giving back and being engaged in their community. And so it's one of those opportunities. I hope Mike Pence will look at that and say, you know, Hillary Clinton was right. It does take a village, but the village is not the government. All of these things are happening in the state of Utah outside of big government. And so I think he is sitting in the perfect place to make the case that, look, you can choose big government mandates and all that goes with that. Or you can look at this little laboratory of democracy called Utah, pretty good, and it's working. Most people don't realize this. Utah is the most upwardly mobile place in the world. In other words, someone who's either born into poverty or falls into poverty in this state has a better chance of not just climbing out of poverty, but climbing into the middle class than anywhere else in the world.
Wow.
And so, and again, it's not the government. It's not the government. It's free association and it's people. It's the American spirit, alive and well. And it's right here. And of course, Utah has its challenges and its problems, to be sure. This is not utopia by any sense of the imagination. But there are a lot of good things going on that I think if the vice president is doing his homework properly, would point out that these things all happen outside of the federal government, and to a large degree, even outside of the state government.
I bet it'll be a little less chaotic than the first debate between the president and the vice president, you think?
Yeah, I think I would take that bet six ways to Sunday.
Okay.
Do you think Susan Page, you know, maintain with USA Today, the D.C. bureau chief?
I think Susan Page is good, don't you, Boyd? I think she's all right.
Yeah. I think yeah. She'll be fine. Yeah. I think she'll handle. And again, remember historically, vice presidential debates, they usually have them sitting at a table.
Yep. They're standing. I think they're 12 feet apart. They're standing this time, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, they are, which is very different for a vice presidential debate. So it will be interesting to see if that changes the dynamic, the fact that they aren't sitting right next to each other as historically they've done. But I think she'll be able to control it and keep it moving forward there. Both of these candidates are very confident in where they are, what they believe. So I don't think there will be a lot of need for that. It is interesting, you know, most vice presidential debates are not even footnotes in the history books,
right?
Other than that they happened. Even when Lloyd Benson just uncorked on Dan Quayle with the "I know Jack Kennedy, you know Jack Kennedy." Remember, he still lost in a landslide. It was a 40-state landslide.
That's right.
So it didn't matter. This year, I think it's a little different. People, the viewership, I think, will be high. Again, given the age of the top of the ticket on both sides, both 73 plus, Joe Biden cracking 77. And so I think people are actually interested in what these two candidates have to say more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also, regardless of what happens, this is a preview of coming attractions.
Yep.
Regardless of who wins, 2024 is not that far away. And again, whether it's a Harris, you know, running as the VP for president in 2024 or Mike Pence running for president in 2024, this we'll see this one again, so we should watch it close.
All right, Boyd, one quick thing. I know you're a former chief of staff to Senator Mike Lee, who was diagnosed with coronavirus. Have you been in touch? Is he all right?
Yes, he's doing well. He's, you know, he's experienced all the typical symptoms of coronavirus. The interesting thing that he noted to me was that this really isn't a linear experience. Like most, you know, when you get sick, you get sicker, yeah. and you start getting better and better and better. It comes in waves. And so that's the only thing I think that he's struggled with a little bit. And of course, you know, the interesting thing going back into that, you know, everyone that was in the Rose Garden had taken a test before they were able to go in. They took a coronavirus test outside the White House. And then once they got the results, you're negative, sir, you could now enter the Rose Garden area. So, you know, not a lot of reporting on that, but
had to be some incubation going on or something weird if they tested negative and got in. I don't know. But I know one thing. All I got to do is turn on a few of those channels, CNN, MSNBC, outbreak. Okay, Boyd, you called for it. It's a golden oldie. 40 years ago this month. Listen.
There you go again.
There you go again. October 28, 1980, Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. Golden oldie.
Nice.
Boyd, DeseretNews.com to read you a wonderful voice for America, Boyd Matheson. You the man.
Hey, thanks. All the best. You guys take care.
You as well. Boyd Matheson on Salt Lake City, Utah, side of the VP debate tomorrow night.
That's right. Six topics discussed in a 90-minute debate. Each topic will get around 15 minutes.
Yep.
I don't know about the first 2 minutes and being silent as the other person starts
I think they'll be able to do that. I really do. I think this will be a lot different. Mike Pence is a lot different than Donald Trump. And I think the key here is that if Kamala Harris says that's not true, and yet you have her voting record, I would suggest that they say, hey, I have your voting record here in front of me. You have voted for XYZ. Are you, in fact, for that as you voted? You know, to really absolutely, concretely, because they just deny. The left just denies. They just say it's not true. Well, yeah, it is. Weather brought to you by your friends at Gerber Collision and Glass, reminding you to wash your hands after returning home from any occasion. We're open and now offer contact-free estimates and repair. Gerber thanks our own essential team members working hard to deliver safe collision repairs for you.
High 75, some clouds this morning, giving way to sunny conditions this afternoon. Winds up to 20 miles per hour, high 75, low 55. Tomorrow, we're up to 81 with the sunshine, down to 49. 78 on Thursday, 82 on Friday, and into the weekend. Right now, we're at 52 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Dr. Todd Likens, our pet pro. We talk your dogs and cats. If you happen to have a little itty-bitty issue out there and you want a question answered, you can text in your dog or cat question to 359-2255. Dr. Todd coming up. 7:52.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store, the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store, the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champaign. Sarah Champaign knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community. Regularly buying some of your groceries will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives.
William Hill Sportsbook is now in Illinois, making sports more interesting than ever. Download the William Hill Grand Victoria app to get over 86 years of sports betting experience in the palm of your hand. Sign up today with America's number one sportsbook and get a $300 risk-free bet. Use promo code LIVE300, 21 plus only. Must be physically present in Illinois. Terms and conditions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Download the app today. William Hill Sportsbook. Let's make it interesting.
Dr. Todd Likens, pet pro, right there at Madison Kirby in Champaign, also next to the police station where he guards our fine members of the Blue, Dr. Muhammad. Dr. Todd, how are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty good over here.
Good.
Want a coffee, doing well.
So, I had a situation at 4 in the morning. Olive wanted to join us. We hardly ever allow that. What's your feeling on dog joining in on the bed?
Uh-oh. Well, you're getting into the bigger the bed, the more dogs you can put in it type situation with me.
Yeah, we've never stopped that.
So, really?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty, we have no problems with it. You know, we have dogs that sleep in the bathroom right beside our room and on the floor. So, yeah, we're pretty well protected.
Well, at this point, I need forklifts to get them up, so.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not jumping anywhere.
Right.
I got no vertical. By the way, my dogs are click-clacking. What is your advice for clipping nails?
Excuse me. If they're getting too long, you can slowly trim them back by just doing, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks nail trims. There's Dremels, which allow you to get them a little more blunt and take a little more because you can get closer to where the where it hurts. And then we do, sometimes we do sedation where we, it's kind of like a do-over where we sedate them and so they won't feel the pain. And we cut into the quick part to get them not back nice and short.
I see. Well, right now I'm click-clacking, so yeah.
Well, I would say time on the patio with the concrete and all that kind of helps file them down, but they don't move around much.
Yeah, that works great. And for my dogs, I mean, we never have trimmed my dog's nails because we have kind of a rough surface patio that they throw a ball on. And, oh, my gosh, the power takeoffs just file those nails down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of let them drag you while you're walking on sidewalks, too. Will
there
help.
You go.
And Christian has been brushing the doggies, and it's phenomenal. What kind of material, you know, we can wash this and weave it and make a sweater easy, but it's it's certainly, they like it. Charlie particularly likes it. Feels like he's at, I don't know, a massage place.
He's spa treatment.
They really enjoy that. Is that Bruce?
No, Bruce is not here. It's Bruce Jr., I guess I could call him. He's one of our newer males. So.
Okay.
He's taking over.
All right. Any other things, any other tips here as you see the fall coming in?
Yeah, I was going to do this later, but I think I'll do it now, is to remember the daylight's changing when you drive. So you need to be more careful when you drive. This is what I call hit-by-car season.
Oh.
Or the sun's in your eyes when you're driving, mm-hmm. and soon we're going to have a time change, and it'll make it dark. So be more alert for the pets when you're driving to and from work these days.
Okay, good.
Good tip. How do people reach you, Todd?
Hey, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, petprovet@gmail.com, or text 217-202-1100, or walk in the door.
You're the man.
After we say it's okay.
That's right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, see ya.
That's Dr. Todd Likens. Very careful over there. They got masks and everything, and you can come in when they wave you in. They're very, very careful.
And on the roads, of course, the wildlife, too, always an issue.
Yeah.
And a lot of them darting out when the fields are being harvested, things like that. So
deer's out there.
See some comments?
I feel they are hurting the mental health by being stubborn, but to each their own, I suppose. It's not the government trying to control us. It's, quote, science. Yeah, I've heard a lot of that. Dorothy, I think it's somewhat the government. For example, I am a swimmer. I have participated in relays. In swimming relays, there is no touching. And in fact, the takeoff is quite far apart. Okay, well, there's swimming, I guess. We're talking about Donald Trump and saying, hey, we can't let this dominate. We can't let this make us afraid.
Right.
And Joe Biden says we should be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certainly two philosophies. I think you have to live, and I think you should be careful.
Right.
Can't we do that? Isn't that a sensible way forward?
Take the cautionary measures. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands.
And Ken, I wanted to get to Ken. I thought this was pretty poignant. Stevie, supporting another of your points, the people who are still drawing a salary are the ones living in the most fear. They are generally in riskless jobs, usually with tenure or other job guarantees. They have no concept of risk assessment, but seek protection generally from government. Interesting.
Hmm.
So they depend on the government to tell them when it's safe to get in the water.
That's right.
And I would also add another that I think that maybe this is anecdotal. I just use maybe my life as an example. I'm not afraid. I guess my faith has given me that solid foundation knowing that We're all going to die, and I understand that, but I also know what's next for me. And I have that peace, and I think maybe that helps as well moving forward. It's not that we don't have anxious moments, we're human. But depending on your faith and your conviction and what you believe, I think those that have no faith or are lost or searching all the time are more anxious. Because you don't know what's coming up. It's a big dark hole. I mean, it'd be awful. If you don't have, for me, my Christian faith gives me hope and confidence that I'm going to be okay. And that's a wonderful way to live. And I think that, sadly, there's a lot of people that just don't have that. So perhaps that adds to the anxious moments. We're coming back with more. Griff Jenkins, Fox News Television, will be chiming in our 8 o'clock hour. Stand by, the surfer dude. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Break for the news at 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ES.